I'll cut the jibber jabber. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9. The Don and Mike Show.
Are they strong? Listen, bud, they've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It is only the best football weekend of the entire year.
I know you're especially excited with the pack is back.
From the beginning of the end, you know, because football is starting to end, even though I'm going to try to hold on to the good part.
Good for you.
Which is this weekend. It's the climax.
Yep.
Really, it is. Before the Super Bowl and everything else, this is the best weekend of football for a year.
This is, you know, the big ones. It's down to the wire.
And joining us now is the host of the NFL Today on CBS. Here is our good friend, J.B. James Brown. Hey, J.B.
J.B.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Did Don tell you about the greeting that he and I gave each other on the Amtrak on the Acela train last
JB,
couple weeks ago?
JB, he mentioned that he had seen you and you'd had a nice chat on the train, but he didn't mention anything specifically about the greeting.
You know what? As a matter of fact, we were hogging the middle of the lane, hugging each other like two. I don't even want to go there. And people turned around and walked. People walked in the opposite direction. Don and I had such a greeting there.
Oh, that's wonderful.
There was a lot of love. JB, I mentioned to everybody how great it was to see you on the train and what a conundrum you put me in, but I am really the big winner at home because of this. Because I think I mentioned last Saturday, Janet and I are on the train to go to New York for the matinee of
right.
Mary Poppins on Broadway, which she's been dying to see. It's her Christmas present. We see JB on the train. We start talking to JB for a while, and he says, you know, if you're up for the day, why don't you just come by and go to rehearsal and the Patriots game later? And I'm looking at her, and she's going, if you want to, go ahead.
You are a selfless man. You are really for giving that up, because I know you would have loved that.
I know the truth. The truth is, if I had said to her, JB, oh, let's forget Mary Poppins. Let's go watch the game. Let's go watch
She wouldn't have forgiven you.
No way.
No way in
hell.
What
a nice man you are. And don't forget, I just want to ask you, did you only ask me because you knew I wasn't going to say yes?
No, but you know what? Hey, Don, hearing you paint the picture that as an experienced husband, I can't believe I extended that invitation knowing that was not the thing to do.
Not the thing, JB. Not the thing, but boy, oh boy, and was I a nut job. Then we get out of the Mary Poppins show, and we were on the train. I've already told the story, but we're on the train on the way back, and of course the Patriots game is on, and I'm like giving play-by-play via my cell phone to the people who are playing. They're going, oh my God, do you believe it? The Giants are up 7-0, and I was just having to stop myself. Janet had such a perfect day. She was so happy on the train back. I was having to stop myself from just shaking her to say, do you realize I could have seen Dan Marino today, Bill Cowher today? I could have watched the game with these guys. But no.
Hey, God, but you know what? My respect for you is at the absolute apex. Smart move on your part, because guess what? You'll see some good games this weekend.
Yeah, and I think you'll be better off for that in the long run.
Best weekend of the year. And, JB, if you can take a compliment, they kid you all the time about being fat. JB is so skinny.
Really?
Seriously.
Really?
Seriously.
Now, JB, we've discussed occasionally the battle, you know, that we all have. So would you be at one of your lower weights right now?
Hey, let me tell you, I am there, but Mike, I appreciate the compliment that Don has given me. The girdle really did the job, you know. I'm really thrilled about that. And you guys have heard me tease. Unfortunately, I'm the only brother in America without a rear end. So, you know, I don't turn sideways very often, you know. I always have my coat on. But it's working pretty good. I'm down, look, from 297 down to about 255.
Wow.
It's a pretty good drop, but I've got another 25 or 30 to go once the season's
over.
Well,
I want to tell you something, JB, that another thing that Don did for all of us, and that's coming to your big shindig, your big function that you've got coming up, the JB Awards.
Right.
And Don popped for the whole crew for one of your tables, and we're all going to be there, and we're really looking forward to it. And that's the second thing. This is all devoted to my unselfish partner over here.
And I will not call Don the name that he said last time I was going to call him on the air. I will not do that the night of the affair. Mm-hmm. I'm looking so much forward to seeing you guys there. And that's a lot of the talk on the host committee that we've been chatting about. Are you guys showing up?
Oh, we're looking forward to it. Thanks so much.
Looking forward to it. I mean, hey, let's be honest. For $5,000, Brett Favre better come over and give me a hand. But I know it's for charity. It's a good cause. We are looking forward to it, JP.
And well, speaking of your guy Favre, Favre is having himself quite the season, and now the postseason sets up. Hey, look, I'm very excited, and I'm also thrilled to hear that he's not talking the R word at all.
You know, before we talk about him, when we were on the this is about Romo. When we were on the train to New York, I mentioned on the air that you had a hilarious message from your friend Terry Bradshaw, and you were nice enough to play the voicemail for me and play the voicemail for Janet. And I was curious if you had talked to Terry Bradshaw this week, because I read today Terry Bradshaw quoted in, is it the Fort Worth Telegram? Is that the paper of record there?
Mm-hmm.
He is saying that Tony Romo is making a huge mistake by banging Jessica Simpson, and that he's really surprised. And that struck me as very Terry Bradshaw-like.
Did he come out and say that?
Yeah.
What do you think? Wow. Did he explain what his rationale was?
It was.
Other than the fact that he wanted to take him to church to go to confession?
Here's what it was. It was along these lines, JB. It was along the lines of the young man should be at home practicing, looking at tape, shouldn't be out on a beach with Jessica Simpson. Sounds very un-Terry Bradshaw-ish.
Now, you've got, obviously, the guys on your show, too, and you talk to a lot of people. What do you – and that has been – I think, it has been a huge story this week. I don't think it should have been a big story, but that's what a lot of people have been talking about. What have you heard about it?
You know what? I'm kind of judging by what Shannon Sharp – and Shannon, look, he's got his player's card big time, but he is all about football during the football season. Boomer, Coach Cower, Dan, the same way. And I'm not going to sit up here and try to tell Tony Romo how to live his life, because if that works for him, then that works for him. But you know what? I would want to know that during the course of the season that everything is being given, because we're all pulling our weight and bringing to the table whatever our strength and asset is. I want to know that my guys are giving their best. And if he goes out and has a little bit of fun, when it's time to be about work, I would want to know that he is totally focused on that.
You know, as I hear you answer that, JB, I'm going to throw this out here, because really, Don and I have talked about it a little bit. But
two words, Joe Namath.
You talk about Joe Namath, but as I say that, now I'm realizing that perhaps the only thing that I think is wrong for doing this, because he got this scrutiny now, it's adding another element of pressure that probably he doesn't need going into a big game like this.
And you know what? Unfortunately, because of the suffocating media coverage, the number of outlets that exist today versus back in the day, and Joe Namath, I mean, obviously he flaunted his. And Joe and I are friends, but Joe, he was a different character. Kenny Stabler, the same way with the Raiders.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, cut from a different mold. I don't know that Romo is there yet, nor has he. You know, it's sad to say this, but it's a fact as well, too, amongst the players in terms of their code. He hasn't earned the right yet. I mean, hey, deliver first. Let's get a few championships under our belt and a whole nine yards before you start doing those kinds of things. Peyton Manning, you know look, he is as focused as they come. Tom Brady, for all of the folks who would love to be in his shoes in terms of his personal life, when it's football, it's all about football.
Well, JB, I take the other side, as I did the other day. I'm not a Tony Romo fan. But I think just because he's getting so much crap, I hope he throws 10 touchdown passes. I swear to God, and I hope he announces after the game he has gonorrhea. And he got it from Jessica Simpson. He's got gonorrhea on his hand.
Even if he wins the game, it'll be a non-issue still. You know?
I will do my best to make sure that Tony Romo is on your program to answer to you after.
I would love it. But listen, now what about this? What about Bill Cowher is on your show on CBS, and the Redskins don't have a coach, and Dan Snyder has got about 10 million reasons he'd like to hire him?
Bill Cowher has maintained, and fellas, and I'm saying this, look, he could change his mind tomorrow, and Dan Snyder can throw a ton of money to try to change a number of people's minds. But Bill Cowher, from all that I've gotten to know of him this season, and he just said last week in the dressing room, look, I'm here. He is having an absolute blast with his daughters, two who are at Princeton, one who's a junior in high school, and he had committed to his daughter that he was not going back to coaching until after she graduated high school. So he's got a bigger problem if he decides to take it because of who he's got to answer to, and that's his daughter.
I want to ask you about, since we're talking about the Redskins, about my favorite choice, Russ Grimm. You know, a good guy. He's been on our show a bunch of times, and I've always loved Russ Grimm. What do you think? Any chance that that he could be the man in Washington?
I don't think that anybody really knows the lay of the land. Dan Snyder has been very close to the vest on that. You guys know that the gag order is in place. I don't know which way he's going to go. In terms of Russ Grimm being head coaching ready, I absolutely thought that at least 2 or 3 years ago, that he is ready to do the job. He's, you know, he's been an apprentice long enough. I like to see him get the opportunity to do it. Whether it will happen with Washington, I don't know what Dan Snyder's looking for.
He's not sexy enough for Dan Snyder. Dan Snyder needs the biggest fish. I read today that he's back being friends with Marty Schottenheimer.
Really?
That he might bring Marty Schottenheimer back.
That wouldn't be a bad move.
Anyway, JB, the game's this weekend. May we break them down with you?
It's far away.
Because this is like serious football time.
Yeah. Good stuff. Seriously. I'm looking forward to it.
I swear to God, JB, this is the best weekend of the year. It is. We can discuss this on another time, why I'm so messed up that I should be so happy that these games are finally here, yet I'm sad because I'm right on the premises. I'm right on the edge of no football.
Yeah. Are you explaining your fragile psyche to Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Telling him that you're already, because it's you're already thinking about the end of the season and getting yourself depressed?
And Mike, and I'm sure Don has his own studio somewhere, but I can provide him with DVDs of the best games from the season if he feels that way once the season's over.
See, there you go. See, take some pleasure out of that. Look what your friend James Brown is doing
here. JB, it needs
here.
To be on all the time. It's 20 weeks of my life. Now that are in the rearview mirror, and the best part is coming up, and then you got the championship games and the Super Bowl, but really, this is it right here.
Why this weekend so much? Because I would think the championship and the Super Bowl would be a bigger deal.
You got the big dogs in play now. I mean, the four teams that are the top four seeds, and clearly you've got a team that is the defending Super Bowl champion in Indianapolis, and folks have barely given them a whisper, understanding what New England has done. Cowboy fans, I mean, they're still America's team, please, and the New York Giants. You know what? You got the big dogs in place right now with the top four seeds.
That's why it's the best weekend, Mike, because you have nothing but the best teams. There's no more Tennessee Titans in this thing.
And you do have a lot of games as we go into this weekend that are, you know, with heavy favorites, and I do hope we get at least one. Out of all the games this weekend, we get at least one decent upset. I hope we do, because I always think that's fun.
The Giants would be an upset.
Would definitely be an upset.
Do you not agree, JB?
Would be an upset, absolutely. Dallas has got more talent. Although Dallas goes into the postseason not playing well, Romo, one touchdown and I think five picks in his last three games, so he's not going in with the right momentum. Terrell Owens, you know, while he is going to play no matter what they say, not 100%, but the guy is a medical marvel. Dallas has more talent, but let's see whether or not they can get the mojo going, because the Giants certainly have shown Eli plays well on the road. All of America knows that. He's put two good games together. Can he put a third together? We'll see.
Yeah, Giants, tough team to figure out. I mean, I'm a Giants fan, and I watch a lot of their games. They're a very difficult team to figure out. I mean, really, even 5 minutes before game time, you really don't know what element of the Giants are going to show up. You really don't know whether, you know, they dissed the secondary last week, and look what the secondary did. They had a pretty good game. It's very tough to figure the New York Giants out, I think.
No question about it. And on paper, you would think with Sam Madison struggling right now as well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. But hopefully some guys will step up. Yeah, the frontline guys may be a little nicked and all, but the backup guys get an opportunity to do the job.
I see it like this. I see Green Bay beating Seattle, the Giants beating Dallas.
Really?
Yeah. Jacksonville, if there is an upset, maybe against New England, I'll pick the Patriots, and then the Colts. And then that would come down to the Colts and the Patriots and the Packers and the Giants. And then your Super Bowl would be the Packers and the Patriots. Does that make sense to you?
Wow,
JB?
So that's the way Don's
got it all figured out, huh? You went all the way with it.
I think so.
So, Don, you got the Giants over the Cowboys, huh?
Absolutely.
And a reason?
I'm curious for the reason, too. I'm very surprised at that.
Seriously? They looked in that game against the Patriots, the one that I missed.
They were incredible in the game against the Patriots.
They looked in that game against Tampa Bay last week. Hey, I don't care if Sheely stands there and throws a 7-yard pass. A 7-yard pass, a touchdown pass. Mm-hmm. So I will. The Giants seem to be, JB, more physical than the Cowboys. But then I'm rooting for the Cowboys because he's banging Jessica Simpson. Everybody's giving him a hard time. So that's the way I see it. How do you see the tournament?
Hey, Don, so how exactly would I word that on air when I talk about that one?
His romantic weekend. That's all you have to say. His romantic week with Jessica Simpson.
That's a very polite way of doing it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He had his tryst. He went off. He went to, you can't say bang on TV.
No.
He went to
a sexual imbroglio.
Petting.
Can't use petting, not on the network.
There was some heavy petting involved.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully Romo will have found an audience with Bishop T.D. Jakes down there before he gets ready to play the game so that he truly will have some divine inspiration.
Absolved of his sins.
I guess the main question, JB, is, in your humble opinion, is it already shut down, the Patriots? Is that it?
Oh, you mean in terms of being a foregone conclusion to win it all?
Yeah.
No, you know what? Certainly, you've got to tip your hat to them. You've got to give them the edge. But Jacksonville, look, if they here's what I think the prescription for success for Jacksonville is: throw early so you can run late. They have to get the lead on the Patriots. They can ill afford to play from behind. The Patriots are averaging 36 points a game. They are loaded with talent. It's a shame from a Jacksonville perspective that the weather isn't bad, because Jacksonville is built for bad weather. Their ground game is simply outstanding. The number two rushing attack in the league against the number one passing attack in the league. If they can get the ground attack going and get the lead early by throwing early and then run to control the clock to keep them off, then they've got a shot at it.
The last thing I want to ask you, I read today as well that Tony Dungy, they're thinking that he might step aside. If they win the Super Bowl, do you think he would quit? If they don't win the Super Bowl, do you think he would quit? And how good is this all for the Colts, JB, that everybody's ignoring them?
I think it's awfully good. Indianapolis has been one of the biggest stories that's not been talked about this offseason, or rather this season, because of what the Patriots have done. And I fully understand that. A perfect season by New England, and the marquee players who performed big time, fully understood. But Indianapolis, having been minus some key players, not the least of whom has been Marvin Harrison and Dwight Freeney and others, Tony Hugo, the left tackle at times, and look at what they've done. And they are the defending Super Bowl champions. Defensively, Bob Sanders, I mean, he has played lights out football. Ought to be a nice matchup with 5'8" Bob Sanders, a tackling bowling ball, going against LaDainian Tomlinson. This ought to be a nice matchup, to say the least. Indianapolis, look here, I like their chances big time.
I like it. The whole weekend does shape up to be a really good weekend of
what
football.
What about the rumor that maybe Tony Dungy is going to pack it up?
You know what? No one knows for sure, because Tony really is a man of his word when he says that he'll talk with his wife. You know, look, given the success of his book, and his book has really spelled his life out in black and white, Tony is very much a praying man. He will seek the Lord to determine what he wants to do. I could see him just as easily staying as going. Here, keep in mind now, this is the same guy when he wrote that book that many publishers said might sell 100,000 copies over the life of the book. Tony said when he did it, they told him he needed to put in 6 months. He gave them 6 weeks in doing the book. That's all the time he had. This book has sold close to 1 million copies already. I don't doubt that this guy, will do exactly what he says, and he'll make a determination if he sees that there's still some usefulness and the family isn't being hurt by his dedication to that. I could see him back again easily.
I'm so going to bust you on this last question.
Oh, please, go ahead.
JB, how did you enjoy Tony Dungy's book? We talked about that. How did you enjoy Coach Dungy's book?
You know what? I can't lie. Can I, Don?
No, don't lie, JB. Tell him the truth.
I've skimmed it.
They skimmed it.
Hey, Don, you know me too well. As black as I am, I'm sitting there turning white when you're asking that question. I was trying to think, how can I dance around that? But you know what the deal is? I know the man, so I know what's in his book. There's my answer.
Hey, that's a good answer. I like that.
It was so funny.
You handled that one okay.
JB and I were in one of those man love things on the train, really having a real discussion about God and about religion and about this book. And I said, man, this Tony Dungy book really was so insightful for me. And somebody, God opens doors, and he looks right at it and he says, I got to be honest, I've really not read it.
I have known him for so long, and everything that he's got in that book, I already know it firsthand.
There you go. Sure. That's a good answer.
Well, listen, JB, God bless you. Have a great bunch of games. You are going to be on TV, tomorrow night, and you guys have
and Sunday. Yeah, actually, I'm doing a double dip, as if folks will be watching basketball right while the Fox games are on. But yeah, we've got the game tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, 7:30 is a pregame show, and then we've got the 1 o'clock game on a Sunday, San Diego and Indianapolis.
Have a great weekend, JB.
Hey, Mike, Don did get me that time. I've got to go put some makeup on that because I'm blushing.
God bless you, JB. We'll talk to you soon, JB.
You guys take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The great James Brown.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking.
I got more information based on the train. I can see you guys. How long was the hug? Was it the man hug moment? You know,
he started it.
Well, you guys, I mean, we love the guy. I mean, he's been very good to us, and you know, he's been better to us than probably any broadcaster on that level. And,
I'd say he's a loyal friend.
Yeah, he's a very good friend of the show. He really is.
Lots of hugging.
And there you go picking the Giants. I'm very, very shocked at that.
Although I hope Tony Romo does well. Okay?
Sure. Yeah.
Now, what time is it? 5:44. We got time. We got time to end a quality week of broadcasting with a train wreck of a feature.
You never know. Occasionally we get a winner.
Sometimes this works on a Friday.
Sure.
And it's great if it does. When it works on a Friday, we get to tell the joke all weekend.
Let's put 10 big minutes on the clock and play Make Us Laugh. It could not be simpler. Call up 877-365-3636. We take on-screen calls for 10 minutes. If you make Mike and me laugh,
that's right, both of us,
you win 200 American bucks.
That is serious, serious money.
Okay, so call now.
A little mad funny money.
We'll take your calls in a second. Uh-huh. And I know we've still not played the tapes of Jeff Conaway either.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So he's out of his mind, right?
On the Celebrity Rehab Show. Yeah, you know what? We'll do it during Buzz's News. call now.
You'll have a raving lunatic during the middle of your news.
I look forward to that.
We'll throw it in there at some point. Call now. We'll play Make Us Laugh for 200 bucks at 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.